So we're starting now the inyan of karbanos. The first karban, as we mentioned, that we're going to learn about is the karban tamid. So just again a brief introduction. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina at the end of brachas in the back of the Gemara brachas under the roof is Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, and there Rabbeinu Yoina says when he's talking about saying the karbanos, he says saying the karbanos every morning is a chayva. He chayva. It's a lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina. And he treats it mamish like a chayva that a person has to say karbanos. Lamaisa, there's another marker for this. Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina and brachas, on the Afei Amir Aleph and the Dafei Arif. So there Rabbeinu Yoina says that it's a chayva. He's talking there about a nafkamina lahalacha, the fact that it's a chayva. But the practical nafkamina for us is that he says it's a chayva, that it's a chayva to say the karbanos. There is another marker to that in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef and Orach Chaim at the very end of Simon Mem Zayin, the Beis Yosef brings from certain Rishonim that even though women are potter from learning Torah, women are potter from Talmud Torah, still every morning they should make Birchas HaTorah, because they do have a chiyuv to read certain psukim and learn them. And he says that that's the psukim Chayavis B'chol Yom B'Parshas HaKarbanos, the chayav every day in the Karbanos. So not only does the Beis Yosef bring from Rishonim that saying the Karbanos is a chayva, but he brings it even for women. Women who sometimes don't say the entire davening, they only say some of the davening, but it's part of the davening. And the Mishnah in Bracha says that women are chayav in tefillah. So if that's the case, the chayav of Parshas HaKarbanos, that's why they say Birchas HaTorah according to some Rishonim. Al-Kaparim, there are Makairis from this Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes that it is a chayva. However, there are many that don't treat the reading of the Karbanos every morning as a real chayva. However, one thing that we should know is that Parshas HaTamid Shaini. Parshas HaTamid, L'chol HaDeis, the psukim that we're about to learn, Parsha, the Karban Tamid, which is psukim from Parshas Pinchas that we lay in the Torah every Rosh Chodesh, that's something that's treated by the Poskim as a Chayva. Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita has a sefer called Orchas Yosher, which is more of a Musar sefer. He talks on a lot of different inyanim, but when he's talking about Tefila, on page Tzadi Hey in the Sefer, he says, V'chein Parshas HaTamid Mavur B'Poiskim Shehu Chiyuv. Parshas HaTamid, it's not just the Mara Malkam, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachos, or the Beis Yosef. Mavur B'Poiskim, it's Mavur and all the Poiskim Shehu Chiyuv, that that's a Chiyuv. And the Pshat and Reb Chaim Kinevsky, L'chara, what he means is the Ramah. We all go with the Ramah, and the Ramah says in Simen Memchas, right in the beginning of Simen Memchas, when he's talking about the davening, he says, V'Oimrim Parshas HaTamid. And we say the Parshas HaTamid. If you remember, at the end of the last year, we talked about the Akedah. It doesn't say V'aymrim the Akedah in the morning. It says Toiv Loimar Parshas Akedah. It's a good thing to say. Even the Zohar says Ma'alya LiYisrael. It's a good thing for Yisrael to do it. Over here, the Ramah doesn't talk about good things. Toiv Loimar. He says simply V'aymrim Parshas Atamid. Just like you say V'aymrim Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. It says V'aymrim Parshas Atamid. And other poskim as well, the Shulchan Aruch Harav over there in Simen Memches. Also, Kavu Chayva, that Klal Yisrael was Kaveh as a Chayva to read the Parshas HaTamid before the Tefillah. So Parshas HaTamid, and you'll hear this from many Paiskim, if you talk to them about what should I daven, if I don't have that much time in the beginning of davening, they'll all say Parshas HaTamid, it's Nageh to skipping around in Tefillah, which is not L'chatchila, by the way, but if a person comes a little late, and then he has to skip, so Parshas HaTamid is something you say just as important as you say Baruch Shamar and Ashrei. Parshas HaTamid, a person has to say. The truth is, there's a sefer in the Rishonim called the Shibali HaLeket. One of the poiskim that's used by other poiskim, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, the Shibali HaLeket was one of the Italian Rishonim, just like the Tosis Rid, from Italy, and the Shibali HaLeket quotes a lot from the Tosis Rid. Al-Kopanim, in the Shibali HaLeket in Simen Hay, he brings from his brother, V'Kosav Rabbi Binyamin Ochi. My brother Reb Binyamin says, Shekriyas Parshas Tamid Chayva. The reading of the Parshas Tamid every day is a Chayva. And he brings it into Santa Raya. He says, when we daven Musaf, the days that we daven Musaf on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, and Yantif, we always mention about the carbon Musaf that was brought that day, the extra carbon that's brought on the special days. But in the Shemayna Esrei that we say every day, we don't mention a word about the carbon Tamid. Shachar is Keneged Tamidim, is Keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar. We don't mention a word that the Ka'amur, like it says in the Torah, Yedei Meshe Avdecha, Mipicha Vaydecha, Ka'amur, we say a whole Parashat Tamid. We don't mention it at all. So he says, why not? It must be because in every single day, they made a separate kviyas, a chayva, to say the Parshas HaTamid on its own. That's the Shibali HaLeket in Simen Hay, that he says that the Parshas HaTamid is a chayva, and his raya is from the fact that we don't mention the Parshas HaTamid in Shemoneh Esrei. It's very interesting. Many hundreds of years later, in the times of the Noida B'Yehuda, has a tshuva. And tshuva is Noida Yehuda Madura Kama and Arachayim Simen Dal. Arachayim Simen Dal in the first chelak of tshuva is Noida Yehuda. He's asked this shayla. He didn't see the Shibali Alekat, and he's asked the shayla why. Taka by Musaf, do we mention the carbon Musaf in the Shemana Esrei? And by Shachris, we don't mention about the carbon Tamid every day in Shemana Esrei. And he says, who knows the reasons of the Anshei Knesset Sagdoyla? We can't understand why they put certain things in Shemana Esrei and certain things not. And then he goes ahead and suggests anyway a Teretz, even though he says, we really don't know the Chavon of the Anshei Knesset Sagdoyla, but he suggests a Teretz. But it's interesting that many hundreds of years before that, in the times of the Rishonim, Shibara Alekat brings that his brother was already Nisarit to this Kasha, why we don't mention the carbon Tamid in Shemana Esrei of Shachris. And he says, simply because there's a separate Chayva to read the Parshas HaTamid. Therefore, it's kedai, even if we don't learn about all the karbanos, but to learn about the psukim, the pshat and the psukim of the karban tamid, that's very important. Bifrat that the Mishnah Berurah says that a person is not yaitze the inyan of saying the karbanos ba'amiras hatevayis bilvad. Mishnah Berurah is there in Simen Memchas Sifkat and Aleph when the Rama says va'aymim parashas hatamid. Says it's not just aymim if you just say the words, so you get schar for reading Torah Shabbosav, but that's not the inyan of the karbanos. The inyan of the karbanos is when you're maven in yonah, when you understand exactly what's going on. And it's not too difficult. It's just something that's foreign to some of us. So we'll go through it in Mitzvah Shem, pasuk by pasuk. Just one thing before we go through it, I'll mention that the Mishnah Berurah brings the Machlokes HaPoskim over there. That Mishnah Berurah brings the Machlokes HaPoskim whether you're supposed to say it standing or sitting. Karbanos were obviously brought standing. If the Kohen was sitting when he brought the carbon, so it's a psul. Karbanos were brought standing. So the Magen Avraham says, when you say Karbanos, when you say the Parshas HaTamid, you're also supposed to say it standing, similar to the Kohen who's bringing the carbon. But the Mishnah Berurah brings from many other places. The Shari Tshuva brings from Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his father, the Chacham Tzvi. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that he saw his father, the Chacham Tzvi, say the Parshas HaTamid, and he says that he saw his father saying it sitting, even when he was very healthy and not weak. So there's a machlokes haposkim about it. L'maisa l'dina, which could be safe to say that it's better to stand when you say the Parshas HaTamid like the Magen Avraham. However, if you say it sitting down, Yesh Ami Lismoich. If a person's tired, if it's hard for a person to say standing, you could definitely say it sitting like Rav Poskim. Okay, so now we start the Parshas HaTamid with a little introduction, the Yehi Ratzon. Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha, it appears in the Siddurim right before the Karban Tamid. Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha, it should be the will of Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu. Shetirachem Oleinu, Hashem should have mercy on us. V'simcha lanu al kol chataseinu. V'sechape lanu al kol avoneseinu. V'sislach l'chol psheinu. Hashem should give us mechila, kapara, slicha, different lashonos of atonement, kapara, for all of our averus. We won't get into now the difference between mechila, kapara, and slicha, and chait, avin, and pesha. We'll say that maybe for Erev Kippur. But al kaparim, the idea is clear that we're asking Hashem to bring us kapara for all of our averus. V'sivne beis hamikdash b'meirav yameinu, and Hashem should build the beis hamikdash speedily in our days. V'nakriv l'fanecha, and we should offer in front of you korban hatamid. Carbon Talmud that we're about to read about, and reading is good enough as if we brought it, because that's the best we could do these days. But we're hoping that the Beis HaMikdash will be built soon, and we'll be able to bring the carbon mamish. Sheichaper ba'adenu, the carbon Talmud will be a kapara for us. K'moshe kasavta aleinu b'sayra secha, just like you prescribed for us, you wrote for us in the Torah, al yedei Moshe avdecha. Whenever we talk about that Hashem told us in the Torah, we say al yedei Moshe avdecha mipicha vaydecha. Through the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, mipicha v'idecha, from Hashem's mouth, as it's written in the Torah, alpi Hashem b'yad Moshe. The Torah is from Hashem, alpi Hashem b'yad Moshe. Moshe is the one who wrote it. So al yedei Moshe avdecha, the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu who wrote the Torah, mipicha v'idecha, from your mouth. Ka'amur, as it is said, and that's the introduction. Ka'amur, as it is said, the following psukim that said in the beginning of in Parshas Pinchas by Chamishi, I believe, the beginning of Perek of Ches, that's the psukim that come now about the Parshas HaTamid. So we start with Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Leimar is commonly touched as saying. The Rishonim and Rashi and other Rishonim explain Leimar means to say to others. And Hashem told Moshe the following that he should say to Klal Yisrael. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, Pasuk Beis. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, command the b'nei Yisrael, v'amato aleihem, you should say to them, es korbani lachmi li'ishar. Korbani means my offering, my korban. Lachmi, my lechem, means my food. Li'ishai means for my esh, for my fires. We'll see exactly what that means. Karboni lachmi li'ishai. Reach nichoichi. Whenever a carbon, we say that it's a reach nichoich, a pleasant smell, a satisfying smell to Hashem. Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mayadoi. What's tishmeru lahakriv li b'mayadoi? you should watch and be careful to offer it to me in its appointed time. So now what's going on here in this pasuk? Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'matar lehem. Es karboni lachmi l'ishan. What's karboni? My carbon. So Rashi says in Parashas Pinchas on that pasuk, when it says karboni, zeh hadam. This is the blood. What does that mean? The carbon, the animal is made up of a lot of different parts. There's meat and there's blood and there's skin. So what does it mean, karboni zeh hadam? This is referring to the sprinkling of the blood, the zrikas hadam that we do by every carbon. So on this carbon tamid, when it says it's karboni, my carbon, it's referring to specifically the blood. That's what Rashi says there. Karboni means hadam, the sprinkling of the blood on the wall of the mizbech. Why is the blood called karboni? It doesn't say my dam, my blood. It says karboni, my carbon. So the pshat is based on Rashi, Mechara, Rashi and Menachas, Tafchafa and Aleph. Rashi says over there that dam ikri carbon. The blood is called sometimes a carbon. Shehu ikr kol hazevach. Because that is the main part of the zevach. That's the lashon of Rashi and Menachas, Tafchafa and Aleph. The dam is called sometimes carbon because it's the ikr of the zevach. What's the pshat that it's the ikr of the carbon? Because the kapara, which we're bringing the carbon for, carbon to be machaper, achatas directly to be machaper on a chet, but any carbon brings a kapara, brings an atonement that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is machaper on Klal Yisrael in general, or on this yachid who brings the carbon befrat. When does that kapara come? By the zrikas hadam. When you sprinkle the blood, after the carbon is shechted, so the kayin accepts the blood in a kli, that's called a kabbalah, he accepts the blood, then he takes it towards the mizbeach, that's the halacha, bringing it to the mizbeach, and then the zrika, he throws it on the wall of the mizbeach, each carbon has its own place where he's supposed to throw the blood on. But when you throw the blood, then the avodas hadam is finished, and that's when the kapara takes place, that's the kapara of the carbon. So since the ikr kapara of the carbon is with the zrikas hadam, the ikr of the carbon is considered the blood, because that's what's accomplishing the kapara for us. Therefore we could say, as karboni, my carbon, referring to the dam, referring to the zrikas hadam. Why, by the way, is the blood, sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, the kapara, the accomplishing the kapara in the carbon? So that is an interesting Rashi, Al Torah, Rashi in Parshas Achrei Mois, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rashi explains that the life of every creature, of every animal, depends on its blood. If it loses a certain amount of blood, it won't be able to live anymore. There's a minimum amount of blood that a person as well, and any creature, needs in order to sustain himself, in order to live. So the blood of the animal is considered the ikr nefesh of the animal. It's considered the main part of the animal. And when you throw the blood of the animal on the mizbech, it's as if you're throwing the nefesh of the behemah, the nefesh of the animal, the main part of the animal. And that is the kapara of the person. We're offering this carbon, ke'ilu, that Hashem should make it as if we were offered to Hashem, but in order to save us, we're bringing this carbon in our place. So Rashi says, tovay nefesh v'techapar al nefesh. The nefesh of the animal, the blood, which is the life of the animal, the life of the animal is tali in the blood, when that's thrown on the mizbeach, that will be mechapar al nefesh, mechapar on the nefesh ha'adam, who did the aver. So that's just parenthetically why the zrikas hadam it brings the kapara in the carbon. But al kapanim, once that's the case, so the dam is considered the ikar carbon, and that's when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael to bring the carbon, he calls it es karboni, referring to the blood. That's the pshat in this Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Es karboni means the dam. Then the next two words go together. Lachmi li'ishai. What's lachmi? Lechem means bread, but lechem can sometimes mean food in general. Lachmi means my food. The carbon that we bring up to Hashem is my lechem, my food, kaviyochel, as if the food of Hashem. Obviously Hashem doesn't need our food, but it's called the food of Hashem that Hashem wants us to offer to Him. Le'ishai, for my fires. Rashi says there in Parshas Pinchas, Elu emurim. Emurim is a terminology that comes up in Kachem a lot. Emurim means the parts of the carbon that are burnt on the mizbech. Certain karbanas, the owner is able to eat parts of it, but there's always a part that's the emurim, that's the part that goes up to Shammai. So lachmi le'ishai means like Hashem's food, the part that you burn on the mizbech, and that goes up to Shammai, and that's kaviyachal, the food of Hashem. In a carbon tamid, which we're discussing now, that's a type of oila, it's a type of carbon oila. The definition of a carbon oila is that oila, it goes up, the entire thing goes up to Hashem, it's all offered on the mizbech, that nobody eats any part of an oila. So carboni lachmi li'ishai, the carbon, which means the blood, and then lachmi li'ishai, my food that goes on my fire, specifically by a carbon oila, the entire carbon goes on the fire, except the skin of the animals is one of the 24 matnas kuhuna. It says that a carbon oily, you take off the skin, tuna hefshit, you skin the animal, and then you give the skins to the kainim. That's one of the 24 matnas kuna. But besides the skin, the entire basar of the animal, the chalev and the basar, all goes on top of the mizbeach, and that's lachmi li'ishai, my food li'ishai, for my fires, which is burnt on my fires, on top of the mizbeach. The next words, reach nichoichi, which we define means a pleasant smell. That's reach nichoich, a pleasant smell. So what does it mean that it, a carpet is a reach nichoich? It obviously doesn't mean that Hashem enjoys the smell of a burning animal. What it means is that Hashem enjoys, Rashi in Parashas Vayikra explains, Parashas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Rashi in Zvachim as well in a few places, says that the reach nichoich, the pleasant smell that Hashem has by the carbon, is she'omar v'nase ritzayna. That Hashem told us to bring a carbon to him. He gave us certain mitzvahs to bring a carbon, like the carbon tamid every single day. We're supposed to bring a carbon tamid. So Hashem said it, and we're doing it. That's why Hashem likes the smell. Not that it has a pleasant aroma, a pleasant smell of a burning animal. It probably doesn't smell too good, actually. But if Hashem is Amar V'naser at Sinai, Hashem says to bring the carbon, and we listen to Hashem and do that, so that itself is a pleasant smell. That itself is a Reach Nichoyach. So that's what it says in the Pasuk. Hashem says, Karboni, Lachmi li'ishai, my carbon, the blood, Lachmi li'ishai, my food that you're going to offer on the Mizbeach, on the fires of the Mizbeach, Reach Nichoichi, the pleasant smell that comes with the burning of the carbon, Tishmeru, you should watch to be careful, Lahakriv li b'mayadoi, to offer it to me, b'mayadoi. What's b'mayadoi? And it's a point of time. So Rashi there in Parshas Pinchas says, B'chol yoim hu mayir ha'tamidim. Every day is the appointed time of the Tamidim. Carbon Tamid is brought every single day, as we're about to see. So that's what it means in my appointed time. But my day, and it's appointed time, because the carbon Tamid is supposed to be brought every single day. When exactly is the carbon brought? So the next pasuk continues. For Amar Tovahem, pasuk Gimel. For Amar Tovahem, and you should say to Klal Yisrael, Zeho Isher, Asher Takrivu LaHashem. Isher means a fire offering. This doesn't mean a Isha, a woman. We're not offering a woman to Hashem. And if we were, it would be Zois HaIsha, not Zeh HaIsha. But Al Kapanim, Zeh HaIsha, Asher Takrivu Hashem. This is the fire offering. Asher Takrivu Hashem. What does a fire offering mean? That means a carbon that you're putting on the Mizbeach, surely a carbon oila, which is burned totally on the Mizbeach. That's Isha, Asher Takrivu Hashem, that you should offer to Hashem. What is the offering? What is the carbon? Kvasim b'nei shana simimin. What does that mean? Kvasim is male lambs, that's kvasim, b'nei shana, in their first year, only an animal, a lamb in its first year is called a keves, kvasim b'nei shana, kvasim in the first year, temimim means that it should not have a blemish, it should not have a mum, a carbon is possible if it has a mum, so kvasim b'nei shana temimim, shnayim layoim, oila samid, two of them a day, oila samid, a continuous carbon oila, that's the oila called the tamid, the carbon tamid, it's a type of oila like we said, And the oil that you're supposed to bring is kvasim b'nei shana tamimim. Well, two kvasim b'nei shana, shnayim layoim, twice a day. The carbon tamid consists of only one keves, but since you do it twice a day, there's two kvasim altogether. What are the two times? That's the next pasuk tells us. Pasuk dalet, es hakeves echot taseva boiker, one keves should be brought in the morning. That is called the carbon tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid. The ace hakeves hasheni, and the second lamb, the second keves, taaseh bein ha'arba'im, you should do in the afternoon. So in other words, there are two karbanas tamid that we bring every single day. Shnayim layoim, oila samid, two times a day. When is that? The pasuk explains. One of them is baboiker, that's the carbon tamid shel shachar, that's what shachar is connected. And the second one is bein ha'arba'im, is in the afternoon. The carbon tamid shel shachar, by the way, is the first carbon that is brought every single day. And you can't bring any other carbon before the carbon tamid shel shachar is brought. And the carbon tamid shel bein ha'arba'im is the last carbon in the day. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon after the carbon tamid shel bein ha'arba'im, except once a year. Any of you know which one carbon a year that's brought after the carbon tamid shel bein ha'arba'im? On Yud Dalet Nisan. It's one carbon, the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach, the Gemara is a special drasha that it's brought after the carbon tamid shel bein ha'arba'im. But any other carbon is all in between the carbon tamid shel shachar and carbon tamid shel bein ha'arba'im. Al kapanim, both of those is the carbon, are carbonis tamid. One is the tamid shel shachar, and one is the tamid shel bein ha'arba'im. It's a nice remez in Pasuk Gimel when it says, what is the carbon? Kvasim b'nei shana semimim, which means the lambs that are in their first year, less than a year old, semimim that are unblemished. Shnayim layayim elasamid, twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. So there's a nice remez. Lamaisa, how many Kvasim, how many karbanas tamid would you say there are a year? You're supposed to bring them twice a day, and there are 365 days in the solar year. So all you mathematicians, what is how many karbanas tamid are you going to bring every year? 730? So 730 altogether, the Pasuk says Shnayim Layayim Elasamid, and altogether it's 730. So the Chida, in one of his many Sfarim, the Sefer called Nachal Kedumim, says that that itself is Merum, is that there's 730 Kvasim brought a year. Why? Because it says Kvasim B'nei Shana, the Kvasim that are brought in a Shana, in a year. How many? Simimim Shnayim Layayim. It's Rosh Hateva, it's Tav Shin Lamed, which is 730. So kvasim b'nei shana, the kvasim that are brought per year, t'mimim shnayim layoyim, tav shin lam, it's 730, there's 730 brought. So in addition to the pasuk saying directly that you're supposed to bring two a year, then you can figure out, at least Yaakov can figure out on his own, that it's 730 a year. The ma'aseh, the chidah says that there's a remez, kvasim b'nei shana, how many in the year? T'mimim shnayim layoyim. Okay, so we'll continue with the next pasuk next time.